You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, no.
All right, lots to get to today. Did you know tonight is the kickoff for the debates for the Democratic Party? Kelsey Bowler will be here from the Independent Women's Forum and the Heritage Foundation. David Mitchell's coming to town to talk to you about your finances, and we start with Senator Tom Cotton, along with an update on what Cross International is doing. Stay with us.
Binge thinking. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough Radio, every single day, seeking to not only discuss the most important issues that face us, and by that, analyzing some of the most important news stories of each day, but also getting the thinking behind what's going on. And you can't get more inside of the process than to talk to congressmen and senators who are serving at the public's discretion and hopefully doing a good job. I feel very confident that my next guest is, in fact, doing that. Someone I strongly support in his national efforts on many different fronts. He has a brand new book out called Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery. But he is also on important committees, and he is someone who speaks out when he feels like it needs to occur because of something he feels very strongly about as it relates to the major stories of the day. Senator Tom Cotton, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Hey, Kevin, it's good to be on with you, and thank you for your interest in Sacred Duty.
Well, it's a great title for a book, and we'll get into it in a second, but it isn't every person that puts their hand on the Bible and is sworn into to office in the Congress and in the Senate, aren't they serving a sacred duty as well?
They sure are, Kevin. When you put your hand on that good book and you raise your right hand and take the oath to serve the Constitution and the people of the United States, it's a solemn occasion. It's something that all 535 of us do and should hold dear as well.
I just wish that I felt like some of your colleagues in the House were considering their duties as to be more important than what they appear. Now, you've had a chance to look at much of the same evidence that the committees in the House are now looking at and bringing back to the fore and having conversations about. And here we go again. Yeah, even Mr. Mueller's now scheduled to come appear before them. What is your reaction to the idea that Congress is going to somehow find something that Mr. Mueller couldn't find in 22 months worth of work and unlimited amounts of investigative resources?
So, Kevin, I'm a bit mystified by what the Democrats like Jerry Nadler, chair of the Judiciary Committee, and Adam Schiff, chair of the Intelligence Committee, think that they're going to uncover. So Bob Mueller, who is a career prosecutor and FBI director, had several dozen career prosecutors and FBI agents, the entire power of the federal government's law enforcement and intelligence apparatus behind him to collect documents and electronic records. And they found what is plain for anyone to see, that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence services. Yet somehow Mr. Nadler and Mr. Schiff are going to sleuth it all out. It's a bit mystifying to me. I don't even know what they think that Bob Mueller is going to say when he testifies in 3 weeks, because Mr. Mueller himself has told the entire world a few weeks ago at a press conference that if he were called to testify, which was not his preference, he would simply repeat what he has already said in a 450-page document. These Democrats really just need to let go of what for them was the kind of a great white whale they were obsessed with, the idea that they were somehow going to end Donald Trump's tenure in office illegitimately before his 4-year term expired.
Yeah. And I appreciate that explanation. And as someone that sat in Senate committees and looked at some of the same information, I mean, is there stuff to yet be discovered that we haven't figured out? I mean, honestly, did you have any doubts that there was something that had been left out of the material as you were able to look at it?
No, of course not, Kevin. Bob Mueller took almost 2 years and $40 million, and I said had dozens of career law enforcement intelligence officers working for him. Obviously, there's classified information, classified documents that have not been released, will not be released, but that information informs the conclusion that Bob Mueller reached nonetheless, and that conclusion, again, is plain for all to see. There was no collusion between Russian intelligence services and the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
The Democrats were so deeply, even emotionally invested in that claim for 2.5 years, along with their supporters in the media, they simply cannot accept what Bob Mueller himself plainly discovered.
Well, it's really an emotional investment in a lost election, is it not, Senator?
I do think that a lot of this goes back, Kevin, to the 2016 election and their being unwilling to accept the verdict of the American people who delivered a constitutional majority to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. But look, I mean, it's almost July of 2019. They can take out their frustrations at the ballot box in 18 months if they wish.
Yeah.
That's what they should be focused on. I mean, they're starting their presidential debates this week.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I say it's so mystifying why they want to keep relitigating things that have long since been settled. And I can't imagine many Americans watching these spectacles in the House of Representatives feel like the House Democrats are serving them. You know, they're focused on things like getting more jobs or higher wages, better health care or better education for their kids and safer streets. Dragging Bob Mueller against his wishes up into the House to testify doesn't help them in any way.
It'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. We're speaking with Senator Tom Cotton. The book is Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery. I want to take that on in just a second, Senator, but I want to get your thoughts as someone who has very strong feelings and informed ones about our nation's military. And I just, so you know, coming from a personal place, my brother-in-law just got off active duty of a carrier that went around the world as an NFO for the F-18. So this all strikes very close to home. But are we pursuing the right policy with Iran? And what do you make of their kind of unmitigated provocations? Everything from flashboats, the obvious shoot down of the drone, the willingness to blow up tankers, taking shots at other drones, which was not even widely reported, even taking some of our personnel a few years ago. What do we make of Iran, the Straits of Hormuz, how we handle that situation from where you sit, Senator?
The questions are closely related. So not only do we have the right strategy, for the first time in 40 years since the revolution in Iran, the United States is on the offense against Iran. Traditionally, we've largely been responsive or reactive to what Iran has done. But for the first time, we've seized the strategic initiative through the maximum pressure campaign. About 13 months ago, the president withdrew from the terrible Iran nuclear deal and slapped crushing sanctions on Iran. Those sanctions have only continued to grow in those 13 months. Iran is already in a recession. They are now teetering on the brink of a depression. That is why you see Iran lashing out the way they have over the last 2 months in the Middle East. And it's a very clear march up the escalation ladder, Kevin. It started with threats. Then it moved into attacks on allies like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Then you saw an attack on 4 foreign vessels in a port. Then 2 foreign vessels on the high seas, and last week, a shoot down of an unmanned American surveillance aircraft. That is a very clear march up the escalation ladder, lashing out, trying to create a wedge between the United States and Europe and East Asia, because they want those nations to bring pressure to bear on the president to let up on the sanctions. As the president said on Monday, when he put new sanctions on, sanctions against the supreme leader of Iran, it's not going to happen. The president showed restraint last week, but as he said on Monday, Iran's leader should not mistake that restraint for reluctance. and he drew a pretty clear line, too, that said if any American service member or citizen is harmed by Iran or even one of its proxies, I think the word he used was obliteration would follow.
Pretty strong language. And it's put the Democrats in a bit of a tough position because they don't know whether to call him a hawk or a dove.
Well, look, Kevin, the Democrats and the media are always going to criticize Donald Trump no matter what he does. If he had launched retaliatory military strikes against, say, the missile and radar site that was used to target our surveillance aircraft last week,
right.
The Democrats and the media would have called him an unhinged warmonger who was trying to create, you know, another endless Middle Eastern war. As it were, they said that, you know, he's reckless up to the point of military conflict, and then he blinked because he doesn't know what to do. So the Democrats and the media are always going to criticize the president no matter what he does. But I will just stress again that we have the strategic initiative against Iran for the first time in 40 years, and that's a result of the president making the right decisions, decisions that I have counseled him to make and that I wished Barack Obama had made going back many, many years.
I couldn't agree with you more. The book is called Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery. And if you want more information on the book, you can, of course, look it up on Amazon, or you can listen to the extended version of this conversation. We'll make it available in the podcast at the Kevin McCullough Podcast region on iTunes or SoundCloud. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. When you got the little ones out and they've been touching stuff all over the place and you don't know where those hands have been, you don't know what they've touched and what's already touched it before they touched it. You know what I'm talking about. The fear of those germs getting in and messing up your world, making your little one sick, bringing that sickness to you. It is a very real threat in today's world. That's why it's important to have cleansing products that are safe, effective, and I would prefer alcohol-free. Well, guess what? The wait for such a thing is over. Because the answer is Durasan. It's a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. They make it in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, perfect for everyday use. They've even got an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved, environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer, and we use it here at the station. Durasan also has a long line of safe-to-use products like their organic mosquito spray for those very deadly pathogens like Zika, which, you know, summertime's here, they're out there. Kevin McCullough listeners, you're going to get 20% off if you mention Kevin McCullough Radio, Kevin McCullough, or AM 970. To learn about Durasan products, go to 3w.durasan.com or just call them now, 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726, 844-387-4726. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you for months and months about the fact that when I go through those allergy seasons in the past, I've always gotten the bronchial stuff. The little sniff turns into a, and then before you know it, I just don't feel well. I have to tell you, the last couple of years has been very different. What's the biggest difference? Well, I'm getting a daily dose of 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Jav, are you sitting down and eating 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables? No. But it's the equivalent of 10 plates of 31 fruits and veggies. Like if you made a salad of 31 fruits and veggies, I'm eating like 10 servings of that a day. How am I getting it? Little piece of technology called Balance of Nature. It's just simple fruit and vegetable in capsule form. They take out all of the air and take out all of the water, but they do so in a way that protects the nutritional value of the fruits and veggies. They grind them up, put them in capsules. You're a different person because of it. Once you start taking it, you're going to feel great. And right now is the best time to try because I've got the best discount for you you're going to find anywhere. 30% discount when you call now and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code The Mission.
The Bible teaches us that we must provide for our families and set aside for our children and grandchildren. But do you have a plan to get that done? Why not learn how to trade in the stock market? According to the popular book, Cashflow Quadrant, investing is the best area in business for financial growth and time freedom. Attend Tradeway's exciting two-day event called Step 1 Start Your Journey, and we'll walk you through everything you need to know to trade stocks on your own. You don't need any previous experience to learn this powerful skill set, and you'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need to get started. Maybe this is the plan you've been looking for.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 5252 when applying. Avant.com, code 5252. That's Avant.com, code 5252.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350350.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's Kevin McCullough. So glad to have you with us. And one of the things I love doing with the airtime that I'm entrusted with on a regular basis is helping people do things that are actually helpful to them. And I'm very excited about the possibility of what my next guest has in terms of how it will impact your life, because as I've gotten to know people that have not only been through the program of what David's going to lay out, but also experienced the after effect, which is going deeper, sometimes even able to walk away from corporate jobs to do something that gives them more time, builds more legacy for their family, and gives them greater control over how they utilize their resources and freedom of time on a daily basis. It's all part of the great program at Tradeway. They've been teaching thousands of families nationwide on how to trade in the stock market, and they're hosting a two-day event on August 2nd and 3rd at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, and I want you to put it on your calendar and make plans to be there. David Mitchell is the founder and CEO of Tradeway. He's got a great story, and I always look forward to talking to him. David, welcome back. Good to have you at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you, Kevin. Always good to be on with you.
Let's talk a little bit about the market changes that have occurred over the last couple of years. You know, I think everybody thought, well, the economy is fixed. It's going up. Last year, it had some real ups and downs, but it didn't. It never really, like, the bottom never really dropped out. And people may be looking at the stock market right now saying, you know what, it's so complicated and it's so difficult to try to understand. I don't know if I have the skill sets to be able to trade in the stock market. What would you say to that, David Mitchell?
Well, Kevin, that's a great question. And, you know, the truth is people don't have the skill sets. You guys probably don't have the skill sets, and that's what makes it frightening. But if you come to our step one, start your journey, that's what you're going to get. In 2 days, you're going to go home thinking, wow, I can't believe, number one, that I have access to this information. Number two, I can understand it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand it. Number three, I can apply it. So, you know, with regard to the market changes,
Those are expected when you do have the skill sets. You expect the market to correct about four times a year, unless it's the first year after a brand new bull market starts, and that's different. But every other year, about every 3 months, it's going to correct. And if you know to expect these things, it makes a huge difference. Kevin, we have some programs that you'll have access to. One's called the Insider Program, and we have market alerts that come out every day and talk about what we call the market tone. In other words, what's going on out there in the world news and the economic news, and how does that affect the stocks that you might be in? And it also talks about gives you advice on which stocks, if you wanted a basket of stocks of companies that are the right kind to be trading in, that have great fundamentals, we have access to that. And we also teach you in the class how to chart the S&P 500. If you learn how to chart that index and watch it and learn the movements of it, you can sort of start to see how the market moves and how that might affect your own stock that you're in. So it's not only informative, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, and that's the thing that people that come away from it saying those two things. They learn a lot, and they have a really great time. But let's delve into the philosophy of this for a second, David. You created Tradeway because you wanted everyday folks to have kind of access to a rather privileged bit of information that your grandfather and father passed down to you. Talk about how Tradeway became Tradeway.
Well, that's a great question, and here's the thing. I had an MBA degree from Baylor University when I was a very young man, and went back home to run the family oil business. And my grandfather had developed great stock in bond market trading skills because he was the first really sophisticated businessman in the oil company. My great grandfather started it, and he had a sixth grade education. So my grandfather had the business skills, and he was a very good stock trader. And the excess money laying around in the oil company, he would trade it. And I sat on his lap, watched him from the time I was a little boy all the way up till I went to college. I worked for my grandfather. So I can promise you there are skill sets that wealthy families have that are not taught in MBA programs, because all they teach really have to do with fundamental analysis. In other words, how do you know if a company's good? How do you know if its products are good? How do you know if its leadership is good? Things like that, which that is one component. But it's only one out of three components that you need to be a good stock trader. And the other two, most people don't know, and you can't learn it in school. So if you want to know what they are, I'll tell you guys that are listening right now. You need the fundamentals, because you need to know if the which stock should I even be looking at? And that's one area where that helps with that question. But secondly, you need to know market tone, which is how does the news and how do world events and what two or three points in the news are affecting the market right now. And so we teach that second. We call it a three-legged table, Kevin. You have to have three legs on a table. If you move one of them, the whole table falls.
And sure.
First leg is fundamentals. The second is market tone, which is, how you apply the news to what the market's doing. And then the third is called technical analysis, where you learn how to see the cycles of the markets and of your particular stock. And when you put those three together, you have something powerful. If you leave any one of them off, it doesn't work. And most people don't know that. But you learn all that in step one, and that's our very first course. So it's,
right,
it's a great two-day course. It covers so much information.
And your desire in doing this is so that people can establish a certain degree of legacy for their family, so that they're able to leave not just a degree of material provision, but also the knowledge to be able to continue to provide for their family.
That's true. That was our motivation. I mean, 1 Timothy 5:8 says we ought to lay aside for our, we ought to provide for our own household, and if we don't, we've denied the faith. And so that's part of the Christian faith, is financially providing for our household. And in 2 Corinthians 12:14, together with Proverbs 13:22, in essence says that we ought to make enough money in our lifetime to lay aside for our kids and our grandkids. We can't do that if we don't have extra, right?
When we come back from this break, let's pick up on that thought as we do. I'll ask you a couple more questions about it. But, friends, if you'd like to attend this two-day event, it's August 2nd and 3rd at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, Tradeway.com. Tradeway.com is where you go to register. And if you register, you get your whole household gets to attend, and they're going to give you a free registration for you to bring a friend, a loved one, a pastor, someone that's important in your life to help them as well. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So many of us deal with life's traumas such as death, abuse, and divorce. Trauma is a part of the human experience in a broken world. However, we can also find hope and healing in our suffering. Trauma Healing is a ministry born from the Trauma Healing Institute in association with the American Bible Society. The Trauma Healing Institute created a small group curriculum known as Healing the Wounds of Trauma, which helps churches provide compassionate responses to traumatized people within their communities, combining both biblical principles and best mental health practices. Those who are interested in participating are invited into a healing group, a safe place where they can address the wounds of their hearts and spirits and help each other heal. As they meet, they find comfort for their hearts and minds in God within a community that walks the road of healing with them. If your church is interested in learning more about bringing the trauma healing ministry to your community, please contact Reverend Dolores Burnett, Manager of Church Relations /NYC, 848-230-9100, or dburnett@americanbible.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, and every week we promise you some real life advice and insight from Mike and Brian. You know them as Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE to get your mortgage checkup. We talk about it all the time. We usually talk with Brian Sheely, but today Mike Rakeman's with us. Hello, Mike. Good to see you.
Hey, Kevin. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're usually off in the office doing busy work when Brian and I are chatting, but I'm grateful to get to talk to you. Hey, one of the things that I've been praising up and down almost everywhere I can talk about it are these tariffs that the president has. He took some political risk to put out there, but I heard today that they're actually having a positive impact on interest rates, and especially as it relates to people's homes. Explain.
Absolutely. Once these came out, especially when the one on Mexico was put in play, the 10-year treasury dropped significantly. Sometimes we don't know what's going to happen, why it's going to happen, but hey, we take it as a blessing. And the 10-year is a direct correlation to mortgage rates, so we've seen a huge, huge decline in interest rates for mortgages, any type. So a lot of customers that, you know, were kind of on the fence or maybe thought there was enough benefit have come back to the table, and now we have rates that could be a quarter or a half a percent less than they were as little as a month ago.
Wow. So as little as a month ago, a half to a quarter percent less. Friends, if you haven't gotten your mortgage checked up, you should probably call Mike and Brian so that they can do that for you and just see. I mean, if they can help you, they'll tell you. And if they can't, they'll tell you that as well. But at least you'll have the information and the knowledge to know how they could. Let me give you that phone number again. It's 800-804-SAVE. Again, mortgage rate could be as much as a half point less than just where they were 30 days ago. If you're thinking about any of those mortgage property products, whether it's a first-time mortgage, second time, maybe you're trying to refinance, etc., now's the time to do it. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Mike Rakeman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Obliterating
confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
That's what we want to do every single day. And one of those areas of clarity that I'm hoping to give you is the insight on how to not only maybe provide for your family, but maybe do it in a way that gives you more control over your time and over the resources that God has entrusted you with. And I am so grateful for David Mitchell and the ability that he has had to be a full-time pastor for as many years as he has and never had to take a salary from his church because the Tradeway system has been something that he's been able to have provision for his family. And here's the phone number if you would like to register for that August 2nd and 3rd two-day event at the Marriott Marquis, 877-907-TRADE, 877-907-TRADE. You can also register online by going to tradeway.com, T-R-A-D-E-way.com, tradeway.com. And be able to register for that. But David, let me pick up on what we were talking about, and that is leaving a legacy for your family. One of the things, and I just touched on this, that you're able to do if you attain these skills and you're able to stop trading all of the hours of your day for a certain market value, in other words, you're able to then open up your time to be able to do other things that may be passions or callings that God has called you to. Talk about how that's worked for Tradeway students.
Well, we're not really supposed to give testimonies according to the SEC, but I can say this because we can demonstrate that it's a fact that out of all of our students, somewhere between 5 and 10% of them actually do this for a living now. And when they came to us, they knew nothing about the stock market. In fact, if you come to a meeting, you're going to be sitting with 98% of the people know nothing about the stock market, and we start at ground zero and go from there. So that's how it's designed. We like it that way because that way you don't bring bad habits. So
sure.
That's great, you know. But the idea here is that like what if you really believe the scripture says we're supposed to lay aside for our kids and grandkids, and we have to create extra, and some people would call that extra wealth, and there's nothing wrong with that. The Bible says God wants to bless us if we'll follow His conditions in the Bible for wealth creation, and you know He shows us what they are. One of them is to learn skill sets. The Bible terminology for that is knowledge and wisdom and understanding. So that's what we teach you at step one and the other courses that we have. But think about this. You know, if you think about how to make extra money, one thing people think about, well, let's just get a pretzel shop at the mall. That's going to cost you, you know, $100,000 in franchise fees. Or what if I want to do multi-level marketing? Well, you're going to look at $2,500 to $3,000 in the setup package you buy, you know, and then it doesn't work for most people. But a brokerage account costs nothing. It's free. You just sign up for it and it's free. You can have a garage sale and raise $1,500 and send that to your brokerage account and start trading. So it's probably the lowest entry cost of any business that you could actually start on the side. Most people don't know that. And then it's not rocket science, it's skill sets, and we can help you with the skill sets, and we fully support you. We have coaches online all the time, all week you can call them. We have webinars, live webinars, all kinds of backup. We want to hold your hand. We don't just teach you and then leave you on your own.
Right.
And then the cool thing is you can take this fun and informative skill sets and all of this is very hands-on as well. And you can take this and you can teach it to your kids and grandkids and duplicate and delegate yourself and them. I said it backwards. Well, not really duplicate, you know, teach them your skills and
right.
then delegate to them and let them work with you. You can even set up an office and have your grown children working with you in a family business. There's nothing better than that. All five of my grown children work with me every day, and I get to see my grandkids every day. Nothing gets better than that. So you control your own time that way, and time is more important than money. It's more valuable than anything. So there are a lot of great benefits.
Yeah. 877-907-TRADE is where you sign up for this. Tradeway.com if you want to do it online. Again, the ticket to get in is only $99.95. That's the one-time cost, and that's everyone in your family that can attend. So your entire household can come. And then, David, you guys have had this policy in place where you provide an extra ticket to bring someone else. And I remember you one time suggesting that you bring bring a pastor from your local church staff or someone that may need extra income that would be open to something like this. This would be a tremendous gift for them.
Absolutely. I mean, one ticket gets you and your whole household in. So the other ticket, you can share it with somebody. And, think about youth pastors. They don't get paid enough. And a lot of the associate pastors don't get paid what they should get paid. And they do it as a ministry, though, but sure wouldn't help if they had some extra income. So, yeah, bring one of them. They'll love it. I mean, I'm a pastor. I'm a full-time pastor. I have been for 35 years. And so You can do this part-time, and it will not interfere with your ministry.
It's a great idea, and David Mitchell, always appreciate your desire to help our folks. 877-907-TRADE or tradeway.com. 877-907-TRADE or tradeway.com. Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. And his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
New York, New York. Gospel Under Siege is here on Harbor Light Special July 7th, 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Come, join us aboard and be feted with fabulous live entertainment from gospel greats Shirley Willis of Grace Rulers fame, Brother Louis and Melanie Carter Smith. Come experience real Jamaican food, curry goat, jerk chicken, Manish water, Jamaican coffee and teas. Shuttle bus service from Kmart, 34th Street, Manhattan, leaves for the dock at 6 p.m. sharp. Park proceeds in aid of Petersville Training Center, Westmoreland, Jamaica. Check out our website at eventbrite.com/gospelundersea.com. It's gonna be great. See you there.
He told me he will never let me go.
Come aboard the Harbor Lights. Enjoy live entertainment by gospel greats as you sightsee the New York City Harbor. Come to Gospel on the Seas, Sunday evening, July 7th, 7 to 11. A unique Jamaican experience. Tickets are available at Eventbrite.com/gospelontheseas.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Always eager to get the thoughts and insights of my next guest because of all of her qualifications that you just heard Lonnie tell about who she is. She contributes in a bunch of places. She's working harder than almost anybody in conservative media these days. And she has time to join us on Wednesdays, and we look forward to it. Kelsey Bowler, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
It's always great to be here.
Debate day. It's here, lady. It's going to be crazy. But I have this feeling, and I'm just going on the record in advance. I think that the next two nights, NBC and MSNBC are not going to have quite the ratings busters that the Republicans had with Donald Trump in their first two debates early on in the 2016 cycle. And I'm curious if you think I'm on target or missing something with my observation.
I think you're absolutely on target. President Trump, or candidate Trump at the time, was such a personality and people were so curious about. And that curiosity only grew as people watched him throughout the debates actually perform well and appear qualified to be standing there on stage. So, you know, that was kind of a celebrity status, you know, mixing a little celebrity with politics always gets people more interested. And I'm not sure you see that on the Democrat side right now.
What you do see on the Democrat side is a bunch of people, I don't know, dragging America, like, oh, here's what's wrong with us. We got all these problems. And it would be one thing, Kelsey, if that was rooted in reality. But it's my opinion. I won't put words in your mouth. It seems like they're kind of lying about the condition of things in order to try to make people feel like that they need to vote for them.
Right. And that's one thing that I'm shocked by when I see candidates like Joe Biden say the first thing he would do on day one if he were president is repeal the tax cuts, because the economy is doing well. Unemployment is at a 51-year historic low. Americans, specifically low-income Americans, are seeing their wages increase. You know, there might be a lot of political tensions, but day-to-day lives of Americans are pretty great. I mean, if you challenge people, even on the left, to ask, how's your day-to-day life been the past couple of years? You know, they're feeling these the effects of a good economy and the
right
policies that Democrats are proposing. I mean, why fix something that's not broken? Why bring us back to an Obama era economy where unemployment was extremely high and wages were not rising?
Right. Well, and then you've just got the general personalities of how they've divvied up the next two nights. So talk to us, for people that aren't up to speed on it, how they're going to go about conducting these two nights of debates.
Yeah, so there's two buckets. Tonight is round one of the debates, and it's actually some of the lower qualified candidates. One of the bigger names that you'll see tonight is Senator Elizabeth Warren. We'll also see Congressman Beto O'Rourke. But Biden and Bernie, that's who you're going to see tomorrow. There's 10 candidates on the stage each night. The debates air at 9 p.m. on NBC News, MSNBC, or Telemundo. And the candidates really are going to have very limited time to make their case. And what I'll be looking out for is, are they able to make their case to the American public? Do they want to go viral? Are they purposely trying to be proactive? Because, you know, that might get them some media mentions the next day, but is that really what Democrat voters want? Because we know the Twitter activists on the left that you hear from so regularly are really just a vocal minority and not representative of the more moderate base.
This is a chance for them to try to grab attention or to try to, you know, make a policy statement of some sort. And it's going to be interesting to see which way most of them go. I mean, you've got like characters like Bill de Blasio and Cory Booker, you know, Who was he in the Kavanaugh hearing? Spartacus. You might have, you know, alter egos popping out here just to get that little, YouTube clip that they can then, you know, have fun with. It'll be interesting to see. How much do you think the discussion of the border is going to play into tonight?
Well, I would certainly expect it to come up. The problem is I don't expect them to be pressed on it the way that they should be. They'll be able to give their vague, short answers since they're not going to be allotted that much time for each response. And they're not going to be asked the tougher questions that they really need to. And this is important, especially tomorrow night, for someone like Joe Biden, who up until this point has not really done any long sit-down interviews with the press. He's been very scripted.
Right.
Part of the reason Americans love Trump is because he is willing to take on a very hostile press and answer any question that's thrown at him. Biden, on the other hand, has been dodging the press, and it's hard to know where he really stands on these issues because, unfortunately, a lot of journalists let Democrats get away with not answering the tough questions.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they're going to address it in any further discussion than emotion as well, because it seems like up until now, that's all that Democrats have done is just emote about the border. I haven't heard any solutions. I haven't heard any options. I haven't heard them lay out any policy ideas in terms of what to do. It seems like to be candid, it's not really the Republicans in office putting forward a lot of ideas either. It seems to be mostly President Trump saying, let's do more judges. Let's get Mexico to be more involved. Let's get, more of the wall built. Where do you see any other solutions coming? It's not from the guys that are going to be on the stage tonight and tomorrow night. I cannot believe I called him President Bush. People are going to ream me for that. Yeah, they're going to ream me for that. Well, it's very interesting. And the real last quick thing, your bright email came out this morning, and you did a thing on foodies. Foodie calls. 20 seconds, Kelsey. What are they and why do they matter?
You want me to explain this? So yeah. Think of a booty call, but it's for food. It's called a foodie call, and this is apparently something that women are doing. There's a survey that found that 33% of women admit to making a foodie call, meaning they are setting up dates for the purpose of getting a free meal rather than pursuing any romantic interest. So on one hand, this is really funny. The silver lining of a bad date for a lot of women can be, hey, at least you got a good meal out of it. But for women to be going out on dates with men specifically for the purpose of free food is, I think, a little immoral. But of course, women are the ones who are oppressed. We never take advantage of men. Be possible.
So you have the right to do it. That's it. No. Just to be clear, Kelsey's not in favor of this. Hey, Kelsey, no. Always appreciate the insights and best wishes on a debate night tonight. I hope you're able to stay awake through all of it.
Yes, thank you. You too.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's summertime, and I know there's nothing tougher than deciding what you want to put on your grill for that next big event, barbecue, dinner on a weeknight, pool party on the weekend. Listen up. I've got the perfect products for you. Try the new unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial and Jamonita Campesino, both from Cibao Meat Products. The Campesino Salami Especial is a flavorful blend of fine meat and spices. It tastes great, high in protein, gluten-free. The Jamonita Campesino is a blend of salami and ham, also delicious and high in protein. They're both perfect for grilling, sandwiches, even salads. You can find these and any other of their great products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop & Shop, Sam's Club, the list goes on and on. Pick up Cibao Meat Products today, and don't forget to head to AM 570 The Mission for a chance to win a whole basket of these delicious grilling goodies. Because remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Cibao Meat Products, over 45 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you for months and months about the fact that when I go through those allergy seasons in the past, I've always gotten the bronchial stuff. The little sniff turns into a, and then before you know it, I just don't feel well. I have to tell you, the last couple of years has been very different. What's the biggest difference? Well, I'm getting a daily dose of 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Kev, are you sitting down and eating 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables? No. But it's the equivalent of 10 plates of 31 fruits and veggies. Like if you made a salad of 31 fruits and veggies, I'm eating like 10 servings of that a day. How am I getting it? Little piece of technology called Balance of Nature. It's just simple fruit and vegetable in capsule form. They take out all of the air and take out all of the water, but they do so in a way that protects the nutritional value of the fruits and veggies. They grind them up, put them in capsules. You're a different person because of it. Once you start taking it, you're going to feel great. And right now is the best time to try it because I've got the best discount for you you're going to find anywhere. 30% discount when you call now and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you to Senator Cotton and David Mitchell and Kelsey Bowler for joining us today. And thank you to those of you who have now all but helped the final, it's like the final 30 children for the Cross International region of Zacapa, Guatemala, that we've been talking to you about. I am so excited, friends, that there are just 30 children yet to sponsor of 519 that we had hoped to rescue. So we are closing in on 500 kids rescued, and we just need your help. This is how simple it is. So there's three of you out there somewhere. You have been debating, should I sponsor a 10-child rescue? And it's $390 to do that, or $39 a month for 10 months, or $195 for 2 months, whatever the combination is. And you've been debating whether or not you should do that. We're down to the final 30 children. There's 400 and roughly 89 children that have been rescued of the 519. We do not want those remaining 30 to not be rescued this year. Your $39 gift will help them with fresh food for an entire year. It will basically give them clean drinking water for an entire year. It'll save their lives. But friends, if we don't pick up the phone and make the call, that won't happen. So if you can help us, there's 30 children left. That's all. But those 30 children will die without our help. That's that we are fairly sure of from Carlos Vargas, our on the ground Cross International helper there in Zacapa. Here's the phone number, 866-822-4848, 866-822-4848. We need three families, individuals, persons, churches, small groups, Sunday school classes to say, yeah, we can take care of 10 kids. We can rescue 10 kids. $39 saves one of their lives for the entire coming year. It gives them all the food they need, gives them the medical attention that they need, etc. $390 one-time gift takes care of 10 kids. There's 30 kids left. Out of 519, we have rescued 489. Friends, it's all down to this. Will you help us right now? 866-822-4848. You've been hearing us talk about it. $39 a month for 10 months, not even a full year. Or $390 one-time gift. Either one of those combinations rescues 10 kids right now. 866-822-4848. I don't want to leave these 30 behind. That will bother me incessantly. We've got to help these 30 kids get rescued. 866-822-4848. 866-822-4848. I pray that that will be done by this time tomorrow. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you.